This is KNKX News. Rising sea levels caused by global warming hit coastal communities the hardest. In Washington, many of those are tribes that settled near the water long before climate change became an issue. A new bill moving through Congress aims to provide them with more relief. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has that story.
The Tribal Coastal Resiliency Act would provide dedicated funding to help tribes impacted by climate change. The bill's prime sponsor is Washington Representative Derek Kilmer.
I represent a district that has 11 Native American tribes, 4 are coastal tribes that are in the process of trying to move to higher ground.
Kilmer, a Democrat whose district includes the Olympic Peninsula, says he has bipartisan support for the legislation, which recently passed out of the House. He says there's gut-level understanding of the need from communities impacted by more severe storms and rising seas. When he presented the bill to Congress, he used a picture from the Quinault village of Tahola earlier this year.
And it showed a gentleman rowing a canoe, and it wasn't rowing a canoe on a lake or on a river. He was rowing a canoe through the streets of his village because their village had flooded out.
Tahola is relocating, one of many responses to climate change impacts that Kilmer's legislation would better support if it passes the Senate. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.